Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 27th of the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our 2 and 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Last hour, we had Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, on the radio with us, doing a great job, as always, gunowners.org. We talked yesterday about Donald Trump says the wall gets 10 feet higher every time I hear doubt. No offense, but that just shows how childish the Donald really is. By the way, I'm expressing doubt. Is the wall 30 feet taller now all across the 2,000-foot barrier in the United States where the wall's barely even been started? Wow. All I can tell you is strange stuff from the Donald as he decides to...
You said the 2,000-foot barrier, you mean
the 2,000-mile. Yeah, sorry about that. Good point. The question is, though, Donald's just so caught up in being popular, so caught up in his rhetoric that he can never be wrong. Now he's got a big battle with the Mexican president, Kurt, about... You know, he says, well, the Mexicans are going to build the wall. The Mexicans say we're not going to build the wall, and they're supposed to have a meeting, and now the meeting's been canceled. Did you see all this?
No, I didn't see all of that. Yeah. But I do see that I guess he's supposed to go see border wall prototypes in California. They got 8 models on display in a lot east of San Diego. So, there's different news about the border wall, huh?
Yeah, so what do you think on it, though? I'm talking about Donald's rhetoric here.
Well, I don't think every time the word doubt is said that it gets 10 feet higher.
He said if you express doubt, Kurt, it'll get 10 feet higher.
You know how you say, man, everybody doesn't do this or, whatever. It's just, it's hyperbole.
Right. So let me get this right. If I say everybody, then you got to stop me and say, hey, not everybody. Now, if Donald says he expresses doubt, then it's going to get higher. You're not going to take him at his word, huh?
Well,
it kind of seems like the opposite, right?
No, it's the same thing, because not everybody, when you say,
not everybody, you say, you're right. So when we express doubt, does the wall get higher or not?
Well,
either Donald's wrong that it's not going to get higher when people express doubt, or he's right. If he's right, then it's getting higher when we express doubt, right?
I haven't seen it get higher, but I've never seen the wall this talked about in this, I guess you could say in this advanced stages ever before. We did a news story just the other day where they were placing how high the fence was. It was a pretty high fence that was there in Calexico. With a much higher one already, and the guys building it were right on site working on it right then. So, I think there's occasionally the media doesn't cover things that are really happening, Sam. They point to other things that they think are more important.
All right, what do you think about the one answers that some of these people are researching, saying, hey, these Broward County and the sheriffs and government schools and all these people had this secret contract that said, hey, we're not going to, carry out normal prosecutions when people violate the law. We're going to treat these kids with kid gloves, and this contract is what really made them not take this seriously enough, and it never, reached the normal triggers. If this is true, it would lead all the way eventually to the FBI, because the FBI missed it over and over and over. The states did, all these different departments, And do you think this contract is at the center of it? Some people are researching and saying that's at the heart of this problem, Kurt.
Well, it makes you, consider this idea. Remember a while back this is probably still going on in the government schools, but they have these levels they want to meet to get additional funding, to get, their A grade or whatever, so they're not a failing school. And we'd see these news stories where the teachers would basically tell the students the answers on the tests, right?
Good point.
And is that not similar to if they say, hey, let's say you guys there in Broward County, we want to have less of this trouble. We want to improve things, and here's where you've had this level of, murders, or this level of gun problems, or this level of robbery. We're hoping that if you can lower that, that will increase your funding. Well, if the guys reporting the crimes just say, oh, well, we didn't really see that. We're not calling that a crime. We're just, erasing that. Then doesn't that make it so that they get the money and they're basically committing fraud?
Yeah. It's a scary scenario, Kurt, to think that it could be true.
Well, looks like it to me.
And the sad part about all this is this agenda that they're now covering up. This this cop, Scott Peterson, says, I didn't go in because there was firing outside, and protocol says that I'm supposed to take cover and try to pin down those who are firing. And I also gave directions and detailed inside information to those who could go in while I did my duty outside, and I didn't run from this thing at all. They're not telling you the truth. And that would suggest there are multiple shooters, along with this girl that said she believes there's multiple shooters. She says she was talking to the guy they claimed was the shooter, this Cruz guy, while there were shots being fired somewhere else in the building. Now, she's on literally on record. There's a YouTube video of the reporting by the TV station in Florida about this, and now they've taken that down, Kurt.
Well, they didn't have quite as enough space on YouTube. See, Sam, there's just, they have to have room for things like people reporting on what they ate for breakfast and stuff like that. And so you can't really continue to put a news story like, like that one you were just talking about up there on YouTube for people to watch. Because, you got to know what a guy had for breakfast on a YouTube channel. That's much more important, don't you think, Sam?
Yes. Now, the other interesting thing about this is several people are having their YouTube videos taken down. I just gave you the example of this girl. Now, InfoWars folks are complaining too, right, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And we've talked about this before. The key thing, like you always say, a key solution is we get our own types of these things and not reply or be reliant on these types of deals. But the InfoWars folks are seeing tough times over there because they're being censored, is what you'd really call it. What you're seeing is more and more of this going on. I guess the Drudge Report reported about this story that InfoWars said, hey, their videos were being pulled down. And after the Drudge Report reported it, they got about 4 million views. CNN and other news outlets are lobbying to have YouTube terminate the entire InfoWars channel. They are insinuating that InfoWars is saying that the Florida school shooting was a hoax and that we are bullying the students. InfoWars people say, we have never said that the shooting was a hoax, just that some of the students being highlighted by the media as staunch advocates for gun control may have been coached on what to say. And that's basically, we're seeing reports on that from the individuals that have been there. But back to the story, it said the fact that CNN attempted to script a town hall event and then called one of the survivors and heroes of the shooting a liar when he exposed them for it shows that it is, in fact, CNN which is bullying the students. I guess this is really nothing new, Sam. It's just he who owns the media makes the rules, as you've always taught us.
Where do we go from here? Do you think we're going to end up with gun control?
It all depends on... For example, Sam, you brought up this West Virginia story where every one of these 20,000 teachers have said, hey, I'm not going back to school. They're standing out in the street holding signs and they want more money and that kind of thing. Well, if every one of the people who really understand the problems with the government schools, whether it's, the fact that you can't have God in there, that you can't supposedly have a gun in there because only the criminals are allowed to have guns. If every person that just said, hey man, this is enough, we're not doing this anymore, really stood up and did that, did something about it, hey, we would have the right solutions right now. But the problem is, Sam, it's the old divide and conquer thing. I believe, you know, number one, you got like those West Virginia teachers, they're sitting there going, hey, we're not getting paid enough. And yet they got to look at the total dollars and say, hey, where's the money? Not increase our wages, just give us more of what's already there and improve things. And then they're complaining about the high cost of insurance and all that stuff. But there's all these different little subplots, I guess you could say, that keep everybody moving in all these different areas. And that's how freedom vanishes, Sam, seems like to me.
You're right about that, Kurt. Anyway, we're starting to see this more and more in America. Now, when I see all these YouTube videos being banned from Michael Rivera's website, whatreallyhappened.com, when I see the girl report taken down, when I see InfoWars being attacked and their videos taken down, you know, people used to criticize me, Kurt, because I wouldn't go after all these, you know, I mean, I would do a little bit on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, but I wouldn't really focus on it as my new media taking center stage. And I kind of find it fascinating that now all these guys are getting attacked and taken down. You know, maybe it's that we need to own the media, folks. And that's kind of part of the discussion. Maybe what we have is tiny, but what we have, we have. No one controls us unless they shut down the whole internet, folks. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's an incredible electric car Kurt wants to tell you about. Kurt?
Well, yeah, they say it's a, you know, you'll kind of joke about this, but they say you can go about, in 2 seconds, you can get to about 60 miles an hour.
Actually, 1.9 seconds,
pretty fast,
sir.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, they do say, number one, they're very, very expensive, and pretty much you have to stand in line to get one. So I wouldn't worry about this being in your driveway any too soon, Sam.
And what's the point of all this?
Well, it's just, at least for me, it has to do with more of the gee whiz section, you know, every so often. It's kind of cool to see the some of the new talk about new technologies and that kind of thing.
So what about a car that goes in 1.9 seconds, 60 miles per hour, an incredible electric car that has no driver? Because they just passed laws in California to let, for the first time, you know, they used to, you could have these driverless cars, but you'd have to have a humanoid there to take over if things went wrong. This is going to be the first time they'll have these driverless vehicles that don't have to have a human behind the wheel in case something goes wrong. What do you think about a car going 0 to 60 with no driver, buddy?
I don't really want to be the rider in that, you know, do you?
Well, heck no, I don't know that I want to be a rider in cars that go 0 to 60 anyway. When I was a kid,
with
I thought
the driver.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, with or without a driver. When I was a kid, I thought it'd be cool. Now that I'm a little older, I think, you know, I don't need to chase the next cool thing.
You'll hold off
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
right.
would I do that? It's just unnecessary risk.
That's right.
That I don't see going very well, personally. And if it goes awesome, that's great. But then is it something that you repeat or encourage others to do? See, I don't think so.
Yeah, good point.
I kind of live a little bit more careful life than I used to, Kurt. It's
yes, you do.
Deal. You know what I mean? And I'm getting better at that the older and smarter I get.
Uh-huh. That's right.
They call it a hypercar, Kurt.
Yes, they do.
As opposed to the non-hyper vehicles.
Yeah, I think you get a little more hyper you go for a ride in that car.
Now, what do they call it? The Spark Owl?
A-Spark?
A-S-P-A-R-K. A Spark?
Let's see. It's reported from the Mail Online boys.
O-W-L.
I enjoyed their stories, you know, across the pond. But, yeah, Aspark, A-S-P-A-R-K,
Owl.
It's got 430 horsepower, 563, they say,
woo-hoo,
all-wheel pound, yeah,
uh-huh,
foot torque. And they say that it's a Japanese company, and they claim the video that they show is proof that the car can achieve the impossible.
Uh-huh, videos can
sub
certainly
2 second.
Confirm that.
Yeah, because you can never.
Now, by the way, let me just ask you, Kurt. Do you remember the old Roadrunner cartoons when you were a kid?
Yes, I do.
Just imagine if it was chased by
that
Spark Owl, Kurt. I'm telling you right now, that'd be some serious cartoons.
Yeah, that's
on.
Right.
You'd have to have 4K TV just to get that done, buddy. All right, yeah. Michael Savage is in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam. Now there's some talk about. You got Feinstein kind of getting snubbed by the Democrats. They say she's not liberal enough. And now Michael Savage is saying that he's thinking of running as an independent against her. Now, I don't know if he'll be able to run against her if the Democrats are putting somebody else up. But anyway, it's interesting that at least he's talking about it. I guess he's feeling like, hey, I've written all these books, I've been on the radio. He says he can't stay on the radio if he runs for you know, Senate. Now I'm like, well, why not? You know, I mean, we got all these weird
rules. Because,
Kurt,
there's laws against it.
I know, but you know, there's laws that ought to be changed.
Amen. There's laws that ought to be abolished. Amen to that. So I'm not agreeing that it should be this way. I agree with you. Why not? I think you should be allowed to do both. But I'm just telling you right now, we've created this regulatory disaster in America that literally That's prohibits right. you from doing so, Kurt.
Now, he did say he could do his podcasts. He could do, you know, things
you
like
know why?
That. So it's not FCC.
Yeah, because so far they haven't roped the podcasts and the internet broadcasting into the FCC, you know, regulatory nightmare. And so I would encourage him to continue his podcast. I would encourage him to run for senator. And I would encourage, as Kurt wisely points out for us, to change the laws to be common sense.
Good point.
I am all aboard for your point, Kurt. I think you're right as rain.
Yeah.
By the way, you can run for local office, I think, legally and still do a radio show. I know Matt Shea's an elected official. He does a radio show. But see, he's elected locally. He's not elected on the, quote, federal or whatever level. And see, that's kind of the difference where the regulatory confusion comes to play, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. The bigger government, the more confusion.
Amen to that. By the way, Kurt's spot on when he says, why not, though? I mean, it's a great, fair, open question that ought to be discussed. Just because you become a servant of the people, does that mean you lose your God-given rights of free speech, Kurt? I mean, it's crazy. You're spot on. It's absolutely crazy. Now, I wonder, though, is this kind of a Ted Nugent's going to run for office? Not. Is this a kind of a what's that guy's name? Kid Rock going to run for whatever? Oh, not.
Yeah.
Is this that kind of a deal, Kurt, do you think? Or do you think a really
maybe, you know, I mean, you've got to say something kind of wild to get some media coverage, and Michael Savage certainly knows that. So, you know, that's maybe what he's doing. But
well, I
he
hope
also,
Ted and I Kid Rock him, and Michael Savage all run, Kurt. Let's stir you know, this it's pot, kinda, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I agree. At least to me, I rarely, maybe one day out of, 100, I might be able to hear Michael Savage somewhere. Well, I was actually listening when he said, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, I don't want everybody, all the good people to leave California. I guess he went there some 20 or 30 years ago, something way back in the 70s, and you know, he says there's good folks there. He's the son of an immigrant family, you know, so it's not like he's against immigration, but I think he's pro-legal immigration.
Same. Just imagine him being for the law, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a...
They probably ought to kick him off the radio for that alone. Dude. Forget running for a senator or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway,
and,
I hope Michael
by the
Savage
way, it
friends.
Was... It's interesting to me that he teams up pretty good in a pretty good way with Alex Jones.
And, amen.
You know, you rarely see that. I mean, at least when was the last time you heard Rush Limbaugh go on like Sean Hannity's program or Sean Hannity go on Rush Limbaugh's or Glenn Beck go on any of those?
Well, I would like to see more of that, Kurt, personally.
You don't? Yeah. I mean, why not?
Because it's good for the nation. Friends, even if they don't agree on every point, that isn't the point. The point is that we can work together. In general, I don't agree with Michael Savage on everything, but I agree with him on a lot of things. And I don't think he'd be the perfect senator, but hey, I think right now...
Compared to Feinstein? Yeah.
I saw a headline, though, Kurt, where the Democrats have so many people to run, they don't know what to do. They have too many candidates. Whereas us constitutional conservatives, I don't know that we even can think of a candidate or two hardly to run.
Well, we figure there's not enough money to get our guys in. You know?
Right.
That's what we figure.
There's plenty of money. The conservatives just won't.
We just don't have it.
Well, we have it. We just won't use it for that.
Well, yeah. I don't have it. You don't have it.
It's that's just right. But a million of us together do have it, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my point is I'm not saying that you or I personally have it, but I'm saying, look, America, I could put a dollar a day into just about anything, Kurt, that I felt important enough. So could you.
That's
and
right.
If a million of us, even if 1,000 of us did it, we'd have $1,000 a day, folks.
Yep.
Now, that could get some people elected to office if we were serious and worked together. And that's kind of the whole point. Anyway, I hope Savage runs, not because I agree with him on everything, but because he's certainly willing to speak his mind. And he's a lot more conservative than most of them, I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
So, anyway, all right, Devin Nunes, or Nunes, how do you say that, Kurt?
Nunes is
Nunes.
How you would
all right, you
should
got to have
say it in Spanish. Yeah, it's because it's an Inye.
But
the
not
Spanish
in English.
Alphabet.
It doesn't have an Inye, Kurt. In English,
that's
you spell
right.
it N-U-N-E-S.
That's right. But it's just like when the Spanish people are going to say Utah, we think they should say Utah.
They should.
Now, they look at it and say Utah. Because that's how they say it in their language.
Right.
You know
my
I mean?
View is you say it
so
however
the, original
the
country
word, that you're in says it. That's how
oh,
you say it.
I figured so, you'd say it where the original word came from.
Well, know, I don't know like, what the original words come from. But all I know is if I'm in whatever country, I want to try to do my best to be I don't know what you want to say, but as native or as easy to understand in whatever society that I'm in. And I think that's the goal for a language is to be understood, right? And so if I'm in America, I'm going to say Nunes. If I'm in Mexico or wherever, you know, I'm going to say Nunes. Because
but
I'm
this is somebody's name, right? So like in your name, for example, you wouldn't want somebody to say Sam like they would maybe somewhere else. Because
if I was in Mexico,
no,
I would.
It's
or somewhere
Sam.
Else, I would.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Because I accept their language and I would try to do my very best to be understood in their culture, Kurt.
Yeah.
Right? And so if somebody came to me and I was in Mexico and they said, Samuel, how you doing, sir, or whatever, I would say that's great. They're doing their best in their language to address me and have respect for me as a person, and I'm going to do my best to understand and immerse myself in their culture as I would want them to do in my culture.
So, Senor Nunes, or Nunes, as you would say.
Yeah. He appeared on Tucker Carlson's show. The details are fascinating. I'll break it down in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Fun to game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to want it more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Devin Nunes, or Nunez, appeared on Tucker Carlson, Kurt. And he stated that the, quote, only evidence of collusion during the election was the Clinton campaign colluding with Russia by paying for the Steele dossier. So the only collusion after, quote, a year plus investigating this thing, again, goes back to Hillary Clinton. And she paid for the dossier with the Democratic National Committee. And there you go. But, Kurt, there's zero accountability, no matter what Nunez says, right?
Well, that's what I see, Sam. And, you know, the bottom line is the guys in government with control of government, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, they basically get their buddies to help them. And it's not true that everybody in government is a bad guy. But when you got pressure from the boss, and in this case, the boss was Hillary and Obama and all that crowd, then you're going to get, I guess you could say, some workers that want to make the boss happy, right?
I guess so.
It's kind of sad, but that's the way it looks, right?
It certainly looks like this. WorldNet Daily just released an article that says that it's enough to arrest Hillary now, Kurt. Do you want to look that up really quick and talk about this? I think this
is
important.
I saw that. But, you know, I think they've been saying at least that kind of thing for for a long time. Don't you think that's there's been enough to arrest Hillary for, you know, since the boys on the
decades.
Tracks and way back, you know?
Yeah, I do.
But, yeah, there's Alicia Powell is the author of that one. The subheadline reads, people want justice. Government watchdog says DOJ officials want to prosecute Clinton. You know, as far as I can see, you got Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, that he said this in an exclusive interview with WorldNet Daily, says, as far as I'm concerned, there's enough to arrest Hillary Clinton now, and I just want the Justice Department to finally start enforcing the rule of law.
Imagine that. Amen.
So, you know, yeah.
But as far as I
really
understand,
expect it.
Well, it's going to happen, Kurt. Listen to what's happening right now. The Donald.
Okay.
Trump hosted about 40 of the nation's governors to the White House yesterday for a business session covering infrastructure, workforce development, opioids, school safety, and other important issues facing America. The governors were in town for a, quote, winter meeting of the National Governors Association. That, they say, is a bipartisan organization founded back in 1908. 33 of the nation's governors are Republicans, and only 16 are Democrats, and one is an independent. So they're probably going to go ahead and decide right on the spot that if Hillary travels anywhere, she's cooked. What do you think? You think the Donald and the 40 governors are going to get it done? Most of them are Republican, Kurt.
Yeah, but I think they've got bigger things on their minds. At least they see. Imagine what, Sam, it's like. Remember, you've heard that deal about why sharks or lawyers don't eat sharks, or sharks don't eat lawyers, or whatever. It's you know, they got to help each other out. And imagine if you start locking up somebody like Hillary Clinton, then hey, where does the buck stop? And so many of our elected representatives, in my opinion, even on non-elected, have not, well, they're, you know, the old phrase, you know, whoever's without sin, let them cast the first stone. You know, I mean, you'd be putting a lot of bad guys in jail, wouldn't you?
Amen. I don't know
but
what to say about
sure
it,
but
we
sure welcome it. Yeah, amen to that. Good stuff.
I mean, I wish that something would happen, though. My frustration is we get more and more and more and more evidence, more and more and more information, but we just spend more and more dollars on investigations and whatever we do, but I don't see any accountability or any pay dirt on any of this stuff, Kurt. Now, if Kurt Crosby somehow doesn't, you know, put something down perfect on his IRS form, then they're going to crack down on Crosby big time, or me, or whoever, right? They're going to. So there's a double standard here, and even Trump's big time guilty of it, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, why isn't he going, hey, governors, we got a big problem here? Nunez is reporting that Hillary, literally, the only tie is this. And now we're saying there's enough evidence here, and there's enough stonewalling, and there's enough. We go on and on and on and on. Is Donald going to talk to the 40 plus governors while he's all got them in the same room? Kurt?
You'd sure think that he might take the opportunity. Huh?
33 of the nation's governors are Republican. Do you think we're ever going to have more of them Republican than that, Kurt?
Well, Sam, until you get them all, you know, they'll all be saying, well, we can't get it done. It's like kind of like the Senate, you know. First, it has to be a majority. Then it's got to be a supermajority. And then it's got to be you know what I mean? It just keeps going on, you know.
But I have a feeling if you had 100 senators that were all Republican, I have a feeling it wouldn't happen, Kurt. I told my buddy that back in 96 when the freshman revolution took place, or whatever you want to say.
Sure makes you wonder.
And everybody felt
it?
Like, oh, now we got this going on. I said, you know what? This is bogus. Next time. They'll always complain. You think if they had 100 senators that get rid of the education department, Kurt, that were Republican?
Well, they'd need like 435 House members.
That's right. And not only that, they got the stage to worry about, so you don't think, Kurt. They've only got 33 out of 50 governors in control now.
And they'd be busy.
That's over three-fifths, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
They'd be in recess, you know. Remember,
that's
like
over 60%, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got the epic battle now. So you got Donald, the president, one-third of the branch of government, and you got 66% of the governors. And they're not even going to talk about Hillary, Kurt. You know what they're going to talk about?
Gun stuff.
Stealing your guns.
On the, yeah. That's what
they're not going to talk about guns in a positive, constitutional American way. They're going to talk about stealing your guns, Kurt.
Yeah.
I guess there's a blow to Trump, Donald. Did you see this?
A blow to Donald Trump? Is
yes,
that
sir.
What you said? No. Well, I mean, I think those come and go on a regular basis.
Amen to
right?
that, but this one's unique. I guess all in right. blow to Trump, Supreme Court will not hear repeal of DACA ruling, Kurt.
Well, that's right. What you've got, you know, and you got to be kind of grateful for this. In America, we're not supposed to have a king, and so then we have these, we don't always act like it, but what I'm saying is we've got these branches of government, you know, the legislative, executive, and judicial. And in this case, you know, the executive branch or the president wants a certain thing his way. The Supreme Court, you know, they didn't exactly agree. They just, you know, just kind of, some folks say they passed the ball back to the lower court. I'm grateful for, I guess you could say, this going back and forth sometimes, simply because I think that's how we get, we certainly wouldn't want real efficient government. A lot of times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now in Donald's defense, he is trying to put some good people on the courts, so we'll see where that happens. Now, we've always been wondering about Gorsuch ever since they said he was the good guy. He was the conservative constitutionalist coming to the courts. This is incredible. And now there was a big vote yesterday at the Supreme Court, or a big discussion public about the right to work issues, Kurt, and the unions and everything else. And as far as I understand, Gorsuch said on the court they're hoping he'll vote in favor of the right to work against the unions. But I guess he didn't say a single word or ask a single question during the whole proceedings. And at the end, they're concerned now. They don't know any more where he stands than when they started on this thing. And so time will tell where that goes.
Hmm.
Very concerning, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, just because he didn't say anything, by the way, that doesn't mean much. By the way, Clarence Thomas doesn't say much on the courts either. And he votes right all the time. Right, Kurt?
That's the way I...
So, in my mind, it might be sending a message saying, I'm not going to talk, I'm not going to ask questions, I'm not going to let you know where I stand, but I am going to double down and I'm going to pull a Clarence Thomas and stand for freedom. I pray that's the case, Kurt, and that's the signal that I took from it. Now, maybe I'm different than everybody else, and maybe I'm reading too much into it. I hope that I'm not. But we are really dependent on Gorsuch, and this is going to be a sink or swim moment for the new justice, if you will. All right. Now, we always, Kurt, take on the issues. When they're good, they're good. When they're bad, they're bad. We tell you that based on principle. We don't care who's saying them. Yeah. So recently, right now, we've been pretty critical of the Republicans. We say they have control of everything. They're selling us down the river. What a concern. The Democrats, Kurt, are doing something right.
Well, you're talking about the Feinstein
yes,
thing?
I am. The California Democrats are doing something right, Kurt, and they deserve credit.
Well, yeah, it's kind of unusual, but... Now, the only problem is, in my opinion, they're probably going to pick somebody even worse than
I know,
Diane
but what if Michael
Feinstein.
Savage runs as a Democrat, Kurt?
Well, that's a good point.
So all I'm saying is I don't want to go there yet because the two issues are separate is the point. One, you're doing the right thing in rejecting Feinstein. Headline, California Democrats snub Feinstein. They literally rejected her. Now, the second issue is whether they do the right thing or not coming up, right?
Yeah, so does that mean they're going to, you know, just basically... put her out of office because they haven't, you know, selected her? Or how's that work?
I don't think it's going to be that clean or simple, but they've got a step in the right direction. Maybe we can capitalize on it is the point. Will they probably do the wrong thing, as you point out? Yes. But we have a hope and a window of opportunity. Let's not lose the chance.
Good.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSHERTIFIED.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
That's oftentimes why I separate issues, ladies and gentlemen, so we can give credit where credit's due. Otherwise, we can just go negative all the time. All right, there's enough to arrest Hillary now, says WND.com. I pray they get it done. Now the governors are in town with Donald, all 40 of them. 33 Democrat or 33 Republicans, but they don't have enough support to really move their needle for the agenda they've been talking about for decades. Now the Supreme
Court. I wonder
where
the other 10 governors are. You know,
what do you mean?
If there's 50, aren't there? And yet there's only 40 in town.
There was 40 of them there, and the other 10, I guess, just couldn't make it.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, California Democrats snub Feinstein. That's good news. Kurt says they'll probably, you know, move into pushing for another wrong candidate. He's probably right. But it's good when they snub Feinstein. Maybe they can find somebody better. And maybe Michael Savage can go Democrat and run on that ticket or something like that. Time will tell. But I guess there's you mentioned that they're doing something next, Kurt, at the Democratic Party down there in California. And I don't know how I feel about this. It's like some good and some bad all mixed into one. OK, I'll explain.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, they say they've got a 24-hour hotline, so in case there's some hanky-panky going on, then you can call and report it, I guess, Sam.
No, hanky-panky is perfectly fine. It's just when they call it sexual harassment that it's the problem, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
So they got literally
sexual
harassment hotline at the Democrats' party convention in California, right?
Yeah, I thought we already had that. It's called like 911.
No, Kurt, come on. This isn't criminal. This is just where we're going to talk about what happened and turn it into kind of pornography for the nation.
Okay.
See, that's how it works. Now, here's the problem that I have with it. On one hand, it's good that they got a hotline to supposedly stop sexual harassment. I think that's a good idea. The problem, Kurt, is if you and I had a convention, would we have to have a sexual harassment hotline at the party?
No.
Of course not. So the bad news is that they even have to have this. The good news is that they have it. Is that a weird take on it, Kurt?
No, it's all right.
I don't know how to respond to this thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad that they want to reject sexual harassment, and I hope they really do. But I got a better way that they can accomplish it rather than having a hotline, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
I'd start with the Ten Commandments and God's law.
Wow. Just imagine that way out idea, huh?
Well, I'm just saying it'd be better than a hotline. What if somebody calls the hotline and tries to turn it into a sexual a sex line?
There's a hotline straight to God. You know, it's called prayer, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a different kind of hotline. What if people start calling on the hotline and start trying to proposition the hotline sexual harassment?
Good point.
Callers.
Got troubles there.
I'm just saying, see, it'll never go right, though, unless you look in the right direction for solutions, Kurt. That's all I'm trying to get at here.
That's exactly right.
All right, well, there you have that. Thought that was interesting, Kurt. Now, you know, this is an interesting kind of headline. I guess the Chinese have these smartphones that they're trying to compete with, like the iPhone and the Androids and such like that, right? You seen this? And the government of the United States is warning Americans not to use Chinese phones because they say China might be using smartphones for spy games, Kurt, and they might spy on you.
Yeah. In America, they don't do that.
Except we've been told over and over and over that the government in America spies on people's phones and people's all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what gives with all that, Kurt? I really don't understand this.
Well, I'm looking at a story from CNBC right now, CNBC.com. It says, this smartphone cuts off your camera and microphone so no spy agencies can watch you. Subheadline, cybersecurity firm Dark Matter has unveiled its first smartphone. Cadm is designed to stop spy agencies listening to you. They say it's an Android smartphone with a 5.2-inch display and strong encryption. One security feature called Shield Mode disconnects power from your microphone and camera on the device so nobody can spy on your conversations. What do you think, Sam? Is it true or is it fake news?
Ask your question again because I'm a little confused. Is what true or what fake news? And I don't mean to be weird. I just want to make clear what I'm answering.
Well, does it really, does this security feature that's called Shield Mode really disconnect power from your microphone and camera on your device so nobody can spy on your conversations?
No.
Or does that make you feel good? And yet
they can spy on your conversations, good. Kurt. You want proof?
That's what I thought. Not really. I mean,
you don't
I
want
really
evidence?
Kind of live in La La Land, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, good. All right, I'll just leave you alone then. I won't even tell you about the next headline that ought to knock your socks off.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
Yeah.
Is China using smartphones for spy games is the question. And the big fear is run around and be afraid of Russia and China all day.
Yeah.
Now, I agree there's legitimate reasons to be concerned about Russia and China. I agree.
Sure.
But the duplicitous nature of the discussion is what baffles me. Now, here's the headline.
Yeah.
A news organization called Newser released this headline to me, and it says this. The federal government, meaning the United States federal government, is likely now able to unlock any model of iPhone. A new Forbes report says that a contractor that's a go-to, it's an Israeli contractor, they have the ability, Kurt, to spy on anybody's iPhone by unlocking it now.
Yeah.
So while we're being told don't use a Chinese phone because, by golly, they might do spy games and spy on you, we hear the United States federal government is likely now able to unlock any model of iPhone. Mm-hmm. A report in Forbes says a contractor known as a go-to for U.S. officials, they have discovered a way to unlock them. Right?
Wow.
What do you think of that, Kurt? I'm not comfortable with this at all.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Wow. And, you know, can you trust Forbes, Kurt, with the truth?
It's hard to say what, maybe you could define trust, Sam.
Man, I'm just looking
like
at this and going.
Define the word is?
It's an Israeli firm, Kurt. Uh-huh. Now, so let me just make this clear for you. So don't trust the Chinese iPhones because the United States is working with the Israeli security teams to bust open your iPhone. Is that how the headline should read? Don't trust the Chinese because the United States is in bed with Israel to bust open your iPhone when they want access. I don't even understand all this, Kurt, except to say I don't trust any of them. I don't trust the Israeli government. I don't trust the Chinese government. And I don't trust the United States government either.
Wow.
Now, they would come back and say, Sam, them are fighting words, wouldn't they, Kurt? But I don't mean them to be. I just don't trust them.
Trust but verified?
Kinda amen like, to that. All right, Kurt. You know, we talked about the NOAA. NOAA got caught lying about manipulating temperatures, right?
Yep.
Well, now they've manipulated more. The story is by James Dellingpole. NOAA caught lying about Arctic sea ice. Now as well. So not only do they fudge the temperatures all over the place, Kurt, now they're manipulating the ice reality and how thick the ice is and what the temperatures are. And he caught him at it.
To respond to this, I was going to say, cool. But I guess I shouldn't, you know.
It's actually pretty cool and a fact. Yeah. Because they say that we've got the most precipitous decline in ice meltage or whatever. And so claims the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. But it turns out that the Arctic sea ice is doing just fine, Kurt. And they lied. They claim that a scaremongering piece. Guess who they used to promote their scaremongering piece this time, Kurt?
Was it probably Fox?
Yes, sir. And we've got sea ice measurements taken by satellites. It's been done so since the 1970s. And they lie. By the way, temperatures are now no higher than they were back in the 1930s and 1940s, Kurt. There's nothing unusual about the Arctic temperatures. Anyway, they got papers documenting this. They show screenshots of these papers, and they say it just isn't the truth, Kurt. Now, you got to go to Breitbart, and you got to go to this James Dillon poll to get the facts. What do you think of all that, Kurt?
Well, I'm sure grateful there's lots of different media guys doing their thing that gives the, what you would say, more credence to the fact of new media is taking center stage, Sam.
Wow.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It's weird. But do you think most people even get this news, Kurt?
No, like one of my buddies said, hey, if they would just put it in a country music song, you know, he would get it. So it kind of depends on what you're listening to and what your, you know, daily digestion is. And most people, I don't think, go for that. But, you know, there's more and more. Remember the old phrase, hey, there's only a few people that really get things done anyway. The other ones just kind of wonder what happened, you know? Right?
Yeah, so the government lies about Noah.
By the way, real quick before the hour ends, we got a headline from Sheriff Mack. Make your mark for Mack today. Go vote. Any of our pals in the Arizona District 8, Sheriff Mack, this is the day. And as he says, I'm the best candidate to fill the vacant seat. He's a former sheriff of Graham County who sued the federal government and won in defense of the individual's right to keep and bear arms. Judge Andrew Napolitano called his fight one of the most important states' rights cases in American history. And he says, I'm ready to make history again for Arizona as congressman for Arizona 08. He says, I'll support the Constitution, I'll drain the swamp, I'll represent the people, not the special interests. So please cast your vote for Sheriff, Richard Mack for Congress in Arizona's special election today. Right, Sam?
Vote for Richard Mack for Congress in Arizona today.
Yeah, vote early, vote often.
All right, I just wrote the headline. There you go. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Our prayers are with Richard Mack, and we'll find out what happens in his bid. We'll let you know about it, and then we'll have Mack on Friday.
Yeah.
The White House wants to turn our grief into action, Kurt. That means steal your gun.
Yeah, good point.
What a disgrace. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, all I want to do is stand for the principles that made America great. And all I want to do is promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property, because that's where I believe, based on principle, we can make America great again. I want to bring people together under those principles and ideas. I want to find ways to bring fathers back into homes, ways to turn people to God for solutions, not government, ways for us to live independently and not rely upon government, ways for the checks and balances to chain down all kinds of bureaucrats and to chain down government by the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. It is all about God, family, and country, and the new media is taking center stage to promote that agenda, that goal, that effort to make America great again by making America moral again. The only question left is, will you help us? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com are the websites. Donate, as Kurt says, donate early and donate often. We'd sure appreciate it. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.